Athletic makes its own dry January to boost non-alcoholic beer. Dive brief. Athletic Brewing Company, which bills itself as the largest dedicated non-alcoholic brewer in America, is bringing back its Athletic January campaign for a second year in recognition of Dry January, according to a press release. The campaign encourages drinkers to consider moderation year-round and for the first time includes a partnership with OpenTable, the restaurant reservation platform, for an interactive map that features on-premise locations that serve Athletic products. The month-long effort also includes a continuation of its Ask for Athletic program to offer consumers of legal drinking age a rebate on one can or draft pour of Athletic at participating retailers across the U.S. from January 1 to February 9. Dive Insight. Athletic Brewing is tapping into consumers' continued interest in Dry January, the month-long challenge encouraging consumers to abstain from alcohol, with the return of its Athletic January campaign. Dry January has continued to gain popularity in recent years, with 30% of Americans taking part in the challenge this year, a 36% increase from the year prior according to research from Circana-owned NC Solutions. The Sober Curious movement is also gaining momentum year-round, with nearly half of Americans reporting that they plan to drink less this year, a 44% increase since 2023, per NC Solutions. Athletic Brewing joins other beverage brands, including sparkling water brand Hop WTR, that are looking to make the most of the moment. For too long, January has been defined by limitations, framed around sacrifice rather than possibility, said Andrew Katz, CMO of Athletic Brewing Company, in press details. In 2026, we're shifting the conversation by encouraging drinkers to prioritize presence, explore new experiences, and make moderation a year-round mindset. Athletic January includes a partnership with OpenTable designed to make moderation more accessible. Through the tie-up, diners throughout January can use an interactive map on OpenTable to find on-premise locations in the U.S. and Canada that serve Athletic. The move could help Athletic reach more sober, curious consumers while simultaneously supporting restaurant partners, with 39% of consumers reporting they are more likely to return to a restaurant or bar if it offers a wide range of non-alcoholic options, per data shared by the brand. Additionally, Athletic is expanding its Ask for Athletic program, which encourages consumers to request its product in new places. From January 1 to February 9, consumers can receive a $5 rebate on one can or draft pour of Athletic at participating retailers in the U.S. The Ask Athletic program is meant to further support on-premise operators, with the brand holding a 36% share of on-premise non-alcoholic beer sales in America, per release details. Athletic will also release new products in the new year, including Athletic Light Lime and Salt, its first line extension, at select national retailers. It will also bring two cocktail-inspired offerings to retail for the first time that are modeled after the Moscow Mule and Paloma. The latest push from Athletic comes as the non-alcoholic market is expected to be worth nearly $5 billion by 2028, with non-alcoholic beer being the primary volume driver, according to data from IWSR. Simultaneously, alcohol consumption continues to drop. Between 1997 to 2023, at least 60% of Americans consumed alcohol. However, that number has fallen to 54% by August of this year, according to Gallup.